At HomeSense, the holidays mean a little more this year. More comfy and cozy with accent pillows and throws for toasty warm toes. More cooking and baking, all the gourmet spreads you'll be making. And the I love it gifts that pile up under the tree will totally go down in history. Make your holidays more special without specialty store prices. Bold pieces, endless discoveries, game-changing savings. HomeSense, cheer is here.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1009. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Cover letters. I've got a bugaboo about them, and I have a lot of bugaboos about them. If you're not familiar with the term, just look it up. It's spelled like it sounds, bugaboo. And I'll just simply say, here's one of the ones I really dislike, and I explain. Well, I'm not sure whether to talk about how to solve it, how to fix it, how to avoid it. I'll just say, I hope you find the show helpful. I hope you don't do this. No one believes anything you say after you try this tactic. And if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from you folks who tell me that you listen to the show, how it helps you. And as well, if you've got a question of your own, once we're connected, send that question to me. I'd love to make it the focus of one of my shows. And with that, let's get going. An email from someone with a resume applying for a job, heading up a function for a major American firm. I described the size of the firm in the job description, and I received this note. It says, I am ready, trained, and prepared to begin for the risk and role. Please find my resume and cover letter below. So let me just pop open the resume. Now, I want you to understand that when I post a position, I'm very clear about what my client is looking for. I don't want to screen people out. But I'm required to do that because my client will not call me, will never talk to me again if I waste their time. That's the nature of what a recruiter does. We're the filter ahead of the client where we're paid for evaluating, assessing, referring individuals who they want to hire, who they ultimately hire, and then they pay us. And you're obligated to work there for a certain period of time after all this happens so that we earn our fee. So I received this resume for this head of a function, and I get a resume of a guy with a degree, that's good, an associate's before that. He talks about vast fraud team building experience, and he's worked as a designer and business manager for a firm that does content design, video planning, and he does budgeting and scheduling and other stuff for the last 2+ years. Now, let's get practical for a second. I've told you that this is a role heading up a function for a major American corporation. This person titles themselves as designer and business manager. Not exactly a fit even from what little I've told you about the job. It doesn't sound that way to you, right? Doesn't sound that way to me either. So I'll simply say, as the teaching piece here, make a case for your candidacy. That bravado assertion is the first signal to me as a reader that this person's not qualified. Because people who actually are never talk that way. They always talk in an understated, self-assured manner, not with that sort of BS bravado that says, hey, I can do this job, I'm trained, you know, and it's never that way. I've only done this for 40 years. I've never seen anyone who's acted that way pull it off. So I just want to encourage you or discourage you from doing this kind of crap. Because it just shows badly on you. At the end of the day, I pop open the resume, I see it, and I hit delete. What was the point? So, again, make your case in your resume. Not with bravado, but with facts. Make your case Make your resume demonstrate how your background fits the requirements of the job, as well as the functionality of the position that the firm is going to have you do. So, for example, you see a job description that says requirements. That's a tip-off. This is what the firm is looking for. This is what I'm looking for on behalf of the client. If it talks about responsibilities, hey, there's another tip-off. Where you've performed the functions of the role already, put it in your resume. Where you haven't, don't lie. Lying eventually, like in the first 5 minutes of the conversation, is exposed. And worse yet, if you're hired, you're going to get fired. Is that what you want? Of course not. So no BS. Come on. No BS should be your mantra. Be factual. Be powerful. Be accurate. Be direct. Just don't try BSing. It'll always come back and haunt you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.